talking about soil that's very rich and will grow many crops. You might say, we expect a big crop from that field because the soil is so...
It's not rich.
Well, if it's very rich. You remember another word to say it. The soil is especially, this is really good soil. It's very fertile.
See, what did he call that? Fertilized.
Very fertile.
Make good fertilized.
Okay.
I know we used to mix up cotton seed and compost together and put that in our cotton rows.
And that made it good soil?
Yeah. That's the way the farmers used to do. Put it up and let it rot good, and then you'd have to put it in something, tie it around and put it out of done in the meantime.
Uh-huh. Okay, and what do you call the flat lowland along a stream?
Flats.
Okay. And the part that would be flooded in the springs, maybe?
That would be holes.
Uh-huh.
Washes.
Right. Well, it's pretty, in general, land is pretty level and flat around here in America, so forth.
But down here, they had to move out. Right down here in the town down there, people had to move out from there in northern fields. Down in the bottom.
Yes. So bottom, is that what you call
it? That's what you call them, in the bottom, see, low. Mm-hmm. Now, you see, I'm up high, but now some places is down low.
Yes. What would you call a field that might be good for raising grass or clover, alfalfa, for having the cattle to graze on?
Mm-hmm. Great for cattle to graze.
Would you be like the
oats and rye and wheat, things like that?
Did you use meadow for, would you say, down in the meadow? A meadow?
Meadow.
Uh-huh. You didn't use meadow to me or pasture field?
No, I don't remember.
Okay. If it's low lying...
We use Guyana to fertilize it.
Right. That's a kind of fertilizer. How did you call that?
Guyana.
Okay.
It's fertilizer.
Yes. If water stood on an area for a long time, like a part of the year every year, there's water there, you might call that a what? That's just a...
Call that a pond.
Okay.
It's green, and the water gets green and mosquitoes raise in it.
Okay. Did you ever say swamp or marsh or bog for that?
Yeah, I say swamps and lakes.
What do you remember hearing people talk about how it was, what would they call that when it's down to the sea or the ocean? It was the place where salt hay grows along. You remember hearing anybody talk about that? It's a long way from here, isn't it?
No, I don't.
Salt marsh or something.
You know, a long time ago, there wasn't nothing like that that we could hear. I was a kid and forgot it.
Right, you didn't travel that much. What different kinds of soil might you have besides very rich soil? If it was part sand and part clay, for example, would you have a certain name that you remember for that?
Part sand, part sand. No, we just call it rich dirt.
Okay. Around here, did you ever have anything you called buckshot or loam or gumbo? Loam, you remember calling anything? Loam soil or loamy?
Yeah, I've heard of loamy, but I don't remember fooling with any of it. Now they're using Guyana and putting it out, and you don't know what they're using now. When I was coming up, the biggest fertilizer they have is in the lot, they go to the lots and just get loads out of the lots.
Right, it was left from having the cattle in there?
Uh-huh.
What did you call that?
Compost.
Compost.
Mm-hmm.
Compost.
Mules and...
The horse?
And horses and cows and all, and they made the best gardens you ever seen. I wish I'd get hold of some.
Right. Well, you said compost rather than manure?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Just call it compost.
I see. Well, what would manure... Okay, if something, you don't have any of these around here, but up in North Georgia they do, bigger than hills, a great big...
Mountains.
How's that?
Mountains.
Uh-huh.
And
the mountains, like the road goes across through a low place. That would be a